I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Happy weekend to you. Welcome to The Memo. I'm Derek, joined by Chris Kiefer on this Friday. Chris, how are you?
Doing well, Derek. How are you today?
Doing well. Ready for the weekend.
Yeah, always.
As I'm sure a lot of people are. We've got an abridged show for you today. Scott Morris will not be joining us as regularly scheduled for his film review. And I haven't seen the film, so I can't speak to it.
Nope. We'll tell you his grade, though.
Yeah. We'll get a twofer later out of him next week. I guess we'll make him do this one and whatever he's doing next week. But still, Jenna Parsons will be joining us to discuss food, and I'll tell you what you can expect from the weekend as far as events go and what's coming up. And that's all I know that's going on right now. Wet weather doesn't seem to be looming as much anymore. Hopefully that all has passed behind us, and definitely maybe Texas will get some relief now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of people are glad to see Harvey gone. What a terrible, tragedy in Texas and all they've dealt with. And, of course, we're still in the middle of hurricane season. I know there's Irma that's formed out in the Atlantic right now to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Always active. You got any big Labor Day plans? Labor Day weekend plans?
Rest.
Yeah.
I plan to rest.
You've had a busy week. I know you had a hectic day yesterday.
We've got, it's just always something going on in the entertainment world, and this play that I'm directing is, we're in crunch time for that. So we're trying to get everything done. We're now that it's September, Rabbit, we didn't, today's September 1st, we've only got 20 days till this show takes the stage.
That's what I was going to ask. So it's September 20th, 21st.
Yeah.
How many days?
Yeah, 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Nice. At Off Broadway.
Yeah, behind the Bancorp South Arena.
Remind me the name of it.
The 39 Steps.
Good.
Hopefully we'll be good to go on that.
Yeah. Talk about it more as it gets closer.
And we don't have to. But we can go ahead and talk to you about today's show and get started with Jenna Parsons. Jenna Parsons and Lauren Wood has randomly appeared in the studio, manifested just out of nowhere. I looked over and there she was.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Better.
And then this one over here, Jenna. How are you? This one.
Good.
This one. How's this one? And that one.
Yep.
It's good of you both to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some IQ, up the IQ level in this room a little bit.
Bring some estrogen.
The classiness. Mm-hmm. Well, that too, but and just make us all over nicer on this show. We appreciate you. Hey, Jenny, your food story this week, as we mourn the loss of Shockley's, a new contender has come in the breakfast world.
Breakfast.
Which Lauren told you about, she said?
Yeah, found it on Instagram and was like, Jenna, need to do this.
Right. It's a new food truck that's coming to Tupelo the 1st of September. They actually were going to open Labor Day weekend, but then decided so many people travel or they cook themselves, the last barbecue of the year. So it's called The Brunch Box, and it's a young couple that are both foodies and in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's J.D. Dill and his girlfriend, Lakin Jackson, and they are going to be serving brunch-type fare with a twist. So they say, you can get bacon and eggs and waffles anywhere, but they're going to do something different, like maybe a breakfast pizza with a waffle as the crust.
Ooh, okay. So. And it's farm to table too, right?
It is. Yeah. It farmed to curbside.
Oh, yes.
Rather,
farmed
right.
To, yes. Yeah.
But J.D. worked at KOK for 3 years as a chef there and saw how much people appreciated knowing where their food came from and knowing that it was grown close by and not trucked in from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And so he just decided that instead of waiting for somebody to come to a restaurant, he would take the food to the people in a food truck.
I think this will kind of fill a void, again, like you said, with Shockley's closing, like a local breakfast place.
Right, because we've got the Mexican and we've got the just traditional fare and I guess we don't have an Asian food truck yet, but we've got the Chicago dogs, So, and then I think local mobiles sometimes make sort of Cajun type
food.
Kind of po'boys
Black and
so
catfish.
It will be nice to have something that's breakfast. And they are going to be open from 7:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, I was wondering what their hours were going to be.
Yeah, they're going to. So there'll be breakfast, but then you know it's brunch, so they'll be there for lunch too. Do something like a Philly steak sandwich and top it with an egg.
Okay,
yeah, which ties into breakfast, and then if they are successful, they would like to open back up in the evenings, maybe on the weekends, maybe you know dark till midnight, and serve those people who maybe have you know gone out and had a few cocktails and looking to have breakfast
food,
you know, go out and get drunk and go to the Waffle House kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's cool. Are they gonna have coffee too?
Oh yes, they are gonna have coffee, and in fact, not just any coffee, but it's organic coffee beans that Lakin has found. She said she grew up in a coffee-obsessed family, and her mom was into everything organic and holistic, and I've never had coffee beans, the organic coffee beans, but she said it's a really clean profile, so I'm looking forward to that.
I know.
And looking forward to them. They will be, their truck is sort of a banana yellow, and it's got brunch box on the side of it. What's in your box?
Will they kind of update on social media where they are? Are they going to have a place?
I think, yes, they are on Instagram, and they have Facebook, and it's at Brunch Box MS.
Okay.
But they have a couple of places where they think they're going to start out, Blue Canoe, Fair Park, and maybe Nolan Brothers, but they're just going to see where they're popular, where the demand is, and maybe they'll find a permanent space, and maybe they won't. Maybe they'll go different places every day.
Great.
But looking forward to having them.
Okay, cool. And then, let's see, your column this week. What did you cook?
I made some Parmesan garlic roasted baby potatoes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Well, here's what was intriguing. You take these little baby potatoes, and you can buy them in a 1.5-pound bag, and you cut them in half, and then you put some olive oil in a 9x13, and then you mix up Parmesan cheese with some herbs, and you sprinkle that over the bottom of the olive oil, or on top of the olive oil, I guess.
Okay.
And then you take the potatoes, cut side, and you press them into the casserole.
Yeah.
So there is just little potatoes lined up, and you bake them, and when they come out of the oven, that Parmesan herb crust sticks to the cut side. And so you've got this little potato bite that's crispy on the cut side, but then it's tender and creamy on the inside. They were really, really good.
That sounds delicious.
But I will say this. They were, the night that I made them, they were very good. We had them left over the next day because it was just Charlie and me, and it was 1.5 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah.
They weren't as good left over. Maybe if I had put them back in the oven to warm them instead of the microwave. But so probably the next time I make these, I'll wait until the kids come home or until we've got company so that we can, you know, eat them all and don't have leftovers.
Definitely. Yeah. All righty. And then last we have the cook of the week, retired police officer.
It is Keith Thacker in Pittsboro.
Ooh,
and
where
he
is
was
Pittsboro?
In Pittsboro's in Calhoun County.
Okay.
And on the it's between Bruce and Calhoun City.
Okay. Yes.
And he was in law enforcement for more than 23 years, but he had to have a kidney replacement a couple of years ago. His oldest son donated the kidney.
Wow.
All three of his sons offered, but in their family the oldest gets the first shot and the oldest was a match. So because he was not, you know, not a desk cop, he was active on the force.
Yeah.
The doctor said, we can't release you back to do your regular job. So he took early retirement. And so now he's the full-time cook in the family.
Yeah, did he take up cooking or was it something he'd always done?
He had done a little bit along the way, the grilling now and then. And he said anytime he got an opportunity to cook, he did, but he didn't have many opportunities. And his wife was the main cook. And now all she has to do is make the biscuits on Sunday. He does the rest of it.
So what are some of his notable dishes? I see the pizza casserole here.
He made this pizza casserole, and he told me when we set up the interview that he was going to feed me lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got there, he had made this pizza casserole with all of my favorites, ground beef, pepperoni, cheese, pasta, and pizza sauce. And he said, let's get a plate. And I said, Keith, I said, I have lost, you know, 35, well, now it's 38, but pounds this year. And I did not lose it by eating pizza casserole. And he said, oh, please just try it. So, I mean, and this is the thing I love about Cooks of the Week and going into their kitchens. He got a fork and he just dug in and got a fork full. And I stood over the kitchen sink, just like I would at home, and ate a bite. And it was, I mean, I could have just face planted in the casserole and eaten all of it. But thankfully, I just had that one bite, but it was delicious. Ooh. It was really delicious. And most of what he makes, simple things. He makes chicken and dumplings using a crock pot and canned biscuits. You know, he's not...
I actually just looked up chicken and dumpling recipes, and a lot of them called for biscuits in the crock pot. And I was like, huh, okay, I gotta try that.
I have never made chicken and dumplings because I'm told that you have to be really patient and drop them in one at a time, or you'll just get one big dumpling, and that's always my fear is just, you know, coming out with one big dumpling. So I have not tried them before, but I may try his recipe.
I know, I know. Did he share the pizza casserole recipe?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, okay. Good to know.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in today, Jenna.
Well, thanks for having me.
Look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Perry Shelford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. And also at djournal.com, you can watch the Capitol View webcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. with Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison, where he discusses what's taking place in state politics. You can watch live on Monday afternoons at 2, or you can catch the replay later in the day. Right. Hey, would you like to know what's going on this weekend?
I would.
Well, you go to West Point, and you go to the Prairie Arts Festival. That's going on this weekend.
I've always wanted to go there. Bad I'm going to Oxford instead of going to Circle. Okay.
Well, maybe
you're making me sad again.
Maybe you shouldn't put a whole lot of miles on your car right now after you had a little accident on Wednesday, didn't you?
Shout out to Max Tires.
Shout out Max Tires. For hooking her up. You can also go to the Tupelo Summerfest Fair at the Tupelo Furniture Market. That's going on right now. Ride the Ferris wheel. Monkeys riding dogs. I don't know if monkeys riding dogs is actually happening. That's usually a rodeo type thing. But that's going on as well. That was Thursday night, at the Off Square Books.
Yep.
Tupelo author. Well, not a born in Tupelo author. Not no longer in Tupelo. Catherine Lacey was speaking on her novel at
Off Square Books in Oxford. Killing it.
She's killing it. Yep. Killing it.
This is her second.
Second novel. So Scott Morris was going to join us and tell us about the film he saw this week, Wind River, but he wasn't here, starring Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner, but he didn't come.
But you can read about it.
He gave it a B+. So
read about it in scene section, djournal.com.
If I had to go see the movies and there was nothing else out, I'd probably go see that.
And you go see Wind River?
Yeah. Why not?
That's Lauren's review. If there's nothing else,
I'd go see that.
I'd go see Wind River. Well, if you can't find anything else to do, I'm sure you can go to the movies. Our centerpiece story this week.
Or football.
But is that
people
art?
Are really excited about football.
I'm excited about football, but that's not art.
No. Tailgating? No, I'm just kidding. Is tailgating an art?
Tailgating is an art form. The way some people do it. Yes. Absolutely. Our centerpiece, the story is about Tupelo's event celebrating the bicentennial on September 14th. That evening will consist of many activities.
Including what?
Throughout downtown. Well, I'll tell you, Lauren, in addition to the final Down on Main concert of the year.
That is correct.
We also have historical reenactments of
Elvis.
Tupelo of, yes, Elvis is included in those, of Tupelo of the past. that will be along West Main Street in the downtown area.
So you can walk from down on Main.
You can walk from these to down on Main. This will all be over by the time down on Main starts.
So it's before
down. So that encourage people to leave downtown and or leave Main Street and head over to Fair Park to enjoy the
that makes
free
perfect sense.
Music of the evening. Yes, indeed. Yep. There will also be on display photos from the recent Bicentennial Tupelo Spirit Project that we discussed on the podcast, didn't we?
I don't think we did. I know you did a story on it last week.
So 8 community members were tasked with finding a story about Tupelo and representing them through photographs. And they were then they turned them into a 3-minute short film, just moving pictures only, but with narration, and they were shown at the birthplace last weekend. But the images will be turned into a coffee table book throughout Mississippi. This documentary film company is going to 8 cities,
I think that's right,
to tell 100 different stories. Tupelo was the 4th city, and this will be by the end of the year, the end of the bicentennial year, and Tupelo marked the 50th video in this journey. So
they were here at the Daily Journal last week too.
They were one of the stories. Yeah. One of the stories involved George McClain in the Daily Journal.
Yep.
So the images from that will be on display throughout Main Street on September 14th as well. And I think HealthWorks is also having an event for kids down at Fair Park to teach them about games from 200 years ago. What kids in the past
5 to 8 p.m.
would play. It is from 5 to 8 p.m. at Fair Park. So very cool stuff going on to celebrate the bicentennial locally.
That's really cool. And then down on Main starts at
6:30, I believe. Yeah. All that'll be wrapped up by then. A good evening in downtown Tupelo.
Yep.
So that's what's going on in the scene. And we're going to say bye-bye now. Is it okay to say bye-bye?
So long.
Bye-bye. So long. Farewell.
Have you said goodbye? Adieu.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate that. we will be back next week with a brand new set of episodes for you from The Memo. In the meantime, you can find us online. Memo.djournal.com is where new episodes are posted. You can find out when new episodes are available by following us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. And all the stories we discussed today you can find in your daily journal or online at DJournal.com, where you can also follow us on Twitter at DJournal. Now, Lauren, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. We appreciate you just manifesting into the air.
Yep, I'm here.
And Chris, thank you as always. Derek, thank you as always. Okay, we'll see you next time.